Why am I not getting hired? 15 mistakes you can fix today. Sending out countless resumes only to get few or no responses can be frustrating, but it's a common issue many job seekers face today. If you know your skills, education, and experience should make you a great fit for the jobs you're applying for, but you're still not getting hired, you might be making some common mistakes during the application and hiring process. This article explores some key reasons why you might be getting overlooked and what you can do to fix the errors holding you back. Many job applicants send out numerous applications and resumes, only to be repeatedly rejected without understanding why. Some reasons why you might be passed over include application and resume problems, interview and communication gaps, background checks and screening hurdles, social media and online reputation issues, networking and industry visibility problems, and job market conditions. You can improve your chances by strengthening your resume and cover letter, making sure your application is accurate and ATS-friendly, preparing for interviews, improving soft skills, running a self-background check, reviewing your online presence, expanding your industry visibility, and keeping your skills up to date. 15 job search mistakes that keep you from getting hired. Application and resume problems. 1. Submitting generic or poorly targeted resumes. In the past, you could craft a single, well-written resume and send it out to multiple employers. However, this approach no longer works. Because recruiters are looking for specific skill sets and employers are increasingly using automated software, a generic, non-targeted resume can hurt your chances of getting hired even if you're well qualified for the job. What to do about it? Carefully review the job description included in the job listing, paying attention to specific terms and keywords the company uses. Look over your resume carefully with the company you're targeting in mind, and make changes as needed to mirror what the employer asks for. Go through each former position and highlight your objective achievements at each one rather than providing a rote list of job duties. List specific skills and accreditations pertinent to the job with keywords the employer is looking for. Remember that many employers now use automated software, so using the same keywords you identify in the job posting can increase your chances that the system will select your resume. 2. Relying on AI to write your cover letter. While artificial intelligence, AI, is a helpful tool that many people use to make their jobs easier, it's not a good idea to enter a quick prompt into ChatGPT or another large language model to produce a quick cover letter. AI-written cover letters tend to be bland and include telltale sentence structures and overused words. Companies want to get a sense of who you are, and using AI to generate a cover letter won't show your authentic self. Hiring managers look for applicants who appear genuinely interested in the job and have the sought-after qualifications. Many can spot AI-written letters and might run them through software designed to identify if your letter was produced by AI. What to do about it? Write your cover letter in your own words and use the structure that makes the most sense to you. Include information about who you are and why you stand out from others. Ensure your cover letter includes information about relevant skills and achievements the company is looking for. Communicate your enthusiasm for the job and how your skills align with the position and company in the first paragraph to grab the hiring manager's interest. Like your resume, your cover letter should be tailored to each job you apply for. Avoid sending the same letter out to multiple employers. 3. Submitting an error-filled application, resume, or cover letter. If your application materials contain errors, such as misspelled words, incorrect titles, or even wrong company names, this can quickly result in your documents being discarded. Your resume, cover letter, and other materials should demonstrate professionalism and attention to detail, remaining completely free of mistakes. Companies are reluctant to hire candidates they perceive as careless or inattentive to quality. What to do about it? Before you submit your application or attach your resume and cover letter, take time to thoroughly review these documents to identify any spelling or grammar mistakes. Use a spelling and grammar checker on your application materials to identify and fix errors you might otherwise overlook. Double-check the names and titles of hiring managers and the company you're applying to. It's easy to get things mixed up when you're applying to multiple jobs. For being screened out by applicant tracking system, ATS filters. Many companies today use an applicant tracking system, ATS, to scan resumes. These systems look for specific keywords and skills, but they also require simple formatting. A resume with complex design and formatting can confuse the ATS and cause it to overlook important details. If the ATS has difficulty understanding your resume, it might never reach a hiring manager. What to do about it? Avoid complex formatting, such as using tables, graphs, or other graphics. Use a standard font with clear headings and skills listed. Include keywords from the job listing in your resume without overusing them. Mirror the language used in the job posting in your resume. For example, if a job posting uses the term software engineer, you shouldn't use software developer. Instead, because the ATS will likely look for software engineer. 5. Not talking to references before listing them. References aren't just a formality. Most employers contact the people that applicants list and ask a series of in-depth reference check questions. You should speak with anyone you plan to use as a reference before including them on your list. You want to avoid having a reference say something negative about you or fail to remember who you are, as either situation could cause a prospective employer to pass you over for the position. What to do about it? Always contact potential references and ask them if they can provide a strong recommendation for you. Never list a family member or friend as a reference while pretending they are someone else. Find someone else if a potential reference tells you they can't provide a strong recommendation. Choose people who are familiar with your work or academic performance, such as a former supervisor or professor. Double-check your reference's contact information to ensure it's accurate. Interview and communication gaps. 6. Lack of preparation. When you show up to an interview and know little about the company or job, it communicates to the interviewer that you're uninterested. Always research the company and job before your interview and review the job description thoroughly. What to do about it? Research the company by looking at its website and reading industry information about what the company does. Thoroughly review the job description to gain an understanding of what's required and what the hiring manager is looking for. Prepare a list of questions to ask the interviewer, but don't include questions about things you can easily find on the company's website. Always arrive 10 minutes early. If your interview is in person, do a practice drive to the location beforehand so you know exactly where to go and where to park. 7. Your interviewing skills need work. Interviewing well requires practice and a specific skill set. If you're someone who gets overly nervous at interviews and has trouble answering questions, you'll need to practice. It's also important to understand common interview no-nos to avoid making mistakes. What to do about it? Dress appropriately for your interview based on the job and its requirements. Silence or turn off your phone. Prepare answers to common interview questions and keep your answers succinct. Take notes during your interview to give your hands something to do and to show interest. Listen to each question carefully and take a second to begin your response. Don't interrupt or talk too long. 8. Weak soft skills or cultural fit. Many employers include behavioral interview questions that are designed to assess your soft skills and ability to fit into the company's workplace culture. If your soft skills are weak, employers might view you as someone who lacks the communication skills you need for the job, even if you're otherwise qualified. What to do about it? Consider doing videotaped mock interviews and watching the footage to identify communication issues. Practice clear communication and active listening. Greet your interviewer with a firm handshake. Make sure to smile and make eye contact with your interviewer. Prepare examples of how you've successfully collaborated in the past and how you have demonstrated adaptability. When discussing former employers, remain positive or neutral. Never talk about a former job or supervisor negatively during an interview. background checks and screening hurdles. 9. Employment history or education discrepancies. You can't get away with falsifying information about your employment history or education. These discrepancies are easily spotted during employment verification and education verification. What to do about it? If you're unsure about employment or enrollment dates, contact your former employers and/or schools to confirm them. Accurately list your job titles, duties, and credentials. Be honest about employment gaps or changes in your career. Never embellish your experience or education. Prepare a concise and honest explanation for job gaps or other inconsistencies. 10. Criminal history or other red flags. Most employers perform employment background checks that include criminal history searches. Depending on the position you're applying for, you might also undergo a credit history check, motor vehicle records check, professional license verification, or other searches. If you have a past conviction or another background issue in any of these areas, it could prevent the employer from moving forward with your application. What to do about it? Run a personal background check on yourself with a professional service like iProspect Check to see what employers will find and correct any mistakes on your report. Be transparent with employers and proactively address any issues in your background during your interview to head off potential concerns. Having a conviction is not an automatic bar to employment. Online reputation and social media. 11. Negative or unprofessional online presence. Many hiring managers search for candidates online before interviews to determine whether you will be a good representative for the company or if you might instead reflect negatively on your employer. For example, if your social media pages include numerous photos of you drinking alcohol or engaging in other risky behavior, an employer might feel concerned. Similarly, if you have posts in which you've discussed your past employers negatively, a potential employer might turn you down. What to do about it? Closely review your social media accounts for problematic public posts or pictures and delete anything that could harm your image. Adjust your privacy settings to prevent potential employers from reviewing your social media posts. Search yourself online to see what results come up. If necessary, contact sites to have false information removed. Consider a professional social media analysis provided by iProspect Check to get a neutral review and catch red flags you might miss. 12. Lacking a digital footprint. Since most people are online today, lacking a digital footprint can raise eyebrows. If you don't have a professional online presence, employers might doubt your credibility or think that you have something to hide. What to do about it? Start a LinkedIn account and share industry insights on your profile. Join industry groups and communities online and engage with them. Create a professional website or portfolio with case studies to showcase your work. Publish articles, blogs, or posts in your field on LinkedIn and other social media sites. Start a professional social media account on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, etc., and interact with those who comment on your posts. Emphasize your unique value and the skills you bring to your field online and on your resume. Networking and industry visibility. 13. Relying only on online applications. Instead of relying only on submitting applications to companies via job boards, it's important to use other tools to identify positions in your industry. Advertisements on job boards can sometimes receive hundreds of applications or more, which can result in yours being lost in the crowd. What to do about it? Leverage your existing network by reaching out to fellow alumni and industry contacts. Ask current employees you know for referrals. Attend networking events to learn about job leads and build relationships. Apply to companies directly through their websites. Shifting job markets and skill demands. 14. Market conditions and competition. When the economy slows, companies hire fewer people. Rising unemployment, combined with fewer job openings, can leave the job market saturated with applicants. What to do about it? Search for jobs in other geographic areas and be willing to relocate. Broaden your search to positions in related industries or those for which your skills are transferable. Don't overlook contract or part-time work. Be more flexible about your compensation demands. Volunteer to build your network. Continue reaching out to industry contacts and fellow alumni while you wait for conditions to improve. 15. Outdated skills. Technology changes rapidly, and employers look for candidates who can handle today's tools. For example, many companies are searching for candidates who are comfortable using AI to streamline their work. If your skills are outdated, you can take a few steps to bring them current. What to do about it? Take certificate classes and other relevant courses to gain skills in new technologies. Read trade journals and industry publications to remain up to date on industry trends. Review and update your resume to highlight skill updates and recent certifications or completed coursework. Trust iProspect Check as your employment background check partner. If you've sent out countless resumes and applications without receiving much response, you should take steps to identify the underlying reasons this is happening. At iProspect Check, we regularly perform employment background checks for companies in all industries and understand the reasons why employers pass over applicants. We offer employment-grade personal background checks to help you identify potential issues that you can fix. Click here to order your personal background check today. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. FAQs. Do all employers run background checks? While not all employers run background checks, the vast majority do. Research indicates that an estimated 92% of employers conduct background checks. How far back do background checks go? How far back a background check will go depends on the state where you work, the job's salary, and your industry. Some states have 7-year rules that restrict the reporting of criminal convictions to 7 years, while others don't. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, also restricts the reporting of certain information older than 7 years for jobs paying less than $75,000 annually, including arrests that didn't end in convictions. Paid tax liens. Chapter 13 Bankruptcies. Chapter 7 Bankruptcies can be reported up to 10 years. Civil lawsuits and judgments. Debt collection accounts. Different jobs also have varying employment background check requirements. For example, if you're applying for a high-level position involving significant responsibility, the employer might ask for a more extensive background check than for an entry-level role.